Hi, Rafa. Hello, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, since in the last 12 triumphs and in the last 2 hours, you have been asked everything. Would you mind to ask a question to yourself that has not been asked yet?
No, well, I didn't answer no one question yet, almost. But no, probably the answers and the questions will be the same as always, but I'm very happy to answer.
Well, then tell us how you could go to the net 27 times and make 23 points, which is not so expected.
Well, normally when I go to the net, I go with good positions, with advantage positions, and normally I have a good volley there to finish the point, no? So it was important today at some times that for me it was so important to not lose court against him, you know, because if not from few meters back, so difficult because he's very powerful with his forehand and it's so difficult to play against his backhand when I'm far back from the court. But I think I managed the situation well. First set had been so tough, high intensity, great points. Then it was impossible to hold that thing during the whole match. Second set became a little bit more, you know, we were winning our serves with comfort, and then he played a good game, I played a bad game in the 6-5, and that's it. Then I went to the bathroom, I was able to think a little bit about what's going on and just come back with clear ideas.
Rafa, congratulations on your 12th title here at Roland Garros. It's just a remarkable feat that you've accomplished 12 championships at this Grand Slam. You've had a difficult year in terms of your health. You've had to withdraw from tournaments. You've had to retire from tournaments. Does that make this victory at Roland Garros that much more satisfying?
Yes, not only this year. You know, the last year had been a tough year too. Even if it had been a great year in terms of tennis, level of tennis, because I played 9 events and I only was able to finish 7 tournaments during the whole year and finish like world number one and give me a chance to win here last year and in Wimbledon very close. In the US Open I had to retire too. So a lot of issues, and then at the end of the season with the knee, then I had to do surgery on my foot. And this beginning of the season in terms of level of tennis have been positive, but again, some issues, no, like Indian Wells, like Brisbane, like Acapulco too. So too many issues the last 18 months. So that makes these last few weeks very, very special.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Could you take a moment and talk about your will, your desire, so that every point is like a match point to you? Can you say where that comes from, or is that a prime weapon for you?
Well, no, I don't play every point like a match point, because if not, I will lose more than win. Because in the match point, you are much more nervous than a normal point. No, but I don't know. I think I had a lot of issues during all my tennis career, you know, in terms of health. So I always played with high intensity, big passion for this sport. And big passion for the competition too, you know. So and all the things that I went through probably give me that extra passion when I am playing, because I know I will not be here forever. So I just try to be positive, to be intense, and to be passionate about what I am doing. The time that I will be playing, I need to be like this. No, if not, for me at this stage of my career, don't make sense.
Rafa, can you tell us what it was like to have Rod Laver present you with that trophy there?
Always a big honor, no? We have him very often on the tour, and that's always great news, no? That makes our sport bigger, have legends of our sport around the tournaments, around the sport is great news. And in my opinion, the last couple of years, we are doing this in our sport better than before, no? Legends are around, and that makes our sport bigger, and that's good for everybody, no? It's so nice for me, and a big honor to receive the trophy from him. We know him very well, and he's a great man, and definitely he's one of the greatest of the history, you know, of course.
Rafa, Carlos Moya was telling us what a difficult couple of months it's been. So how hard was it for you to get back in the top shape mentally?
Well, it's tough when you have issues in a row. So that's all, no? And after Indian Wells, as I said a couple of times, no, mentally I was down, physically and mentally. But for me, I always put more attention on the mental side, no? And mentally, I lost a little bit that energy because I had too many issues in a row. And it's tough when you receive one another, then sometimes you are groggy, you know? you don't know from where the things are coming. So for me, it was so important that team, family, all these moments have the people, the right people around me. That helps a lot. And honestly, Monte Carlo and the beginning of Barcelona, as I said a couple of times, have been tough for me because mentally I was not, you know, I was not enjoying too much worried about the health and being honest, too negative. And after the first round in Barcelona, I was able to stay alone for a couple of hours in the room and think about it and think about what's going on, what I need to do. And there have been a couple of issues that I had to decide. No? One possibility have been stop for a while and recover my body, and the other was change drastically my attitude and my mentality to play the next couple of weeks. And thinking a lot, finally I think I was able to change and was able to fight back for every small improvement that I was able to make that happen directly. And since that first match against Mayer in Barcelona, I think the things have been improving every single day since today. And I played not bad in Barcelona the next three rounds. I played better in Madrid, and I played much better in Rome. And here I played a great event. So, of course, these small things that I have been improving every single day and doing with the right attitude, doing with the right passion, that's the only way for me to be back where I am today. And of course, have this trophy with me means a lot, but personally, the personal satisfaction of change that dynamic is the thing that I am more satisfied.
Rafa, well done today. After the Australian Open at the start this year, Novak sat similarly to how you are now, and he said, after winning his 15th slam, now I want to chase Roger's record of 20. You have never been during your career within two Grand Slams of Roger since you first won a slam. First of all, I was wondering, how amazing is it for you being that close to Roger, given all the, you know, injury struggles you've had throughout your career? And second of all, how much does it motivate you? Like, you know, all three of you have said in the past, you all have motivated each other to kind of climb to that next step. How much does it motivate you now that you're so close to that sort of record?
Of course, we push each other, but I lost, I think, around 15 or even more Grand Slams in my career for injuries. So, it's difficult. But being honest, I never complain myself much, and I never try to think about, wow, I'm gonna catch Roger or not. Or I am not very worried about this stuff. No. You can't be frustrated all the time because the neighbor has a bigger house than you, or a bigger TV, or, you know, a better garden. That's not the way that I see the life, you know. And I just try to do my way. I feel very lucky about all the things that are happening to me. And if at the end of my career I am able to win a couple of more Grand Slams and be closer to Roger, will be unbelievable. If not, for me, still unbelievable. No, and today, the last thing that I thought before you ask me that is about this thing. You know, for me, win Roland Garros, feel myself enjoying again on court. That's the main thing. You know? Then what can happen in the future? We will see. I'm gonna try my best to keep enjoying tennis, keep giving myself chances to compete at the highest level, and let's see what's going on.
Hey Rafa, people said for a long time in the past that your game style wouldn't last for a long time.
Sorry?
People said for a long time in the past that your style of play wouldn't last for a long time, that you wouldn't play for a long time. Mm. So how did it feel to hear that, and how does it feel that you've been able to win from when you were a teenager and now when you're a veteran?
I don't know. The thing is, people likes to predict the future, and I don't pretend that, never. So when I hear that, I always say it, maybe. You know, I was not sad to hear that. I said, okay, maybe yes, and maybe not. And that's all. And the positive thing is, I had issues, of course, but I always find a way to keep going, you know, and to do my road. And here I am, at the age of 33, enjoying, playing good tennis. And let's see for how long I am able to manage and to hold this.
Rafa, can I ask you about Wimbledon? Do you think that you will play any tournaments before Wimbledon? And I wonder, do you feel you had a very good Wimbledon last year? Can you compare your condition now, looking ahead to Wimbledon, compared with 12 months ago?
I don't know. I played a great event last year. I have been able to be very close to win another title there. As everybody knows, I love to play on grass. And as everybody knows, I am not able to play so many weeks in a row like I did 10 years ago or 8 years ago. So I have to do my schedule. Honestly, the last 2 years that I played in Wimbledon, I felt close again, even if the first year had been that match against Muller. I played great tennis there too. I was able to be very close to being in the quarterfinals. And last year, I was 1 point away to that final. So I will not play before Wimbledon, of course. The experience says that having the right preparation, then practicing well, and maybe a couple of matches, I don't know, before there. I felt competitive the last couple of years, so why I need to change that? What give me better chance is being healthy, more than play a lot of matches before.
Rafa, did you feel today on the court that it helped you that Dominic didn't finish his semi-final until yesterday? And were you surprised that the match was delayed by a day?
It's a question for Dominic more than for me, because I don't know his feelings, but he's 25 or 26, 25. In terms of physical terms, I don't think he was more tired for that. In terms of routines, of course, change a little bit the routines when you play the day before. So probably in the ideal world, for him, it will be better to have the day off yesterday. But at the same time, he's young. He is very, very fitted, very well prepared for all this stuff. And sometimes play just the day before hold you the adrenaline high, winning the kind of match that he won yesterday. I don't know. Of course, I saw him very well physically today. I don't think it was a physical issue. Then we need to ask him if he was very tired or not. But he was running a lot. So he was a good level of tennis. I think the beginning of the third set was the key, in my opinion. But it had been a brutal first set. And then he was able to win the second two. I don't know.